It is a quarter to 10, 3RW with Dennis Walter, and now talking automotive with VACC CEO Jeff Gwillim. Jeff, good evening to you.
Dennis, good evening.
Jeff, what is this program or new program from the government about old cars?
Well, it's a pilot program, Dennis, and it's part of the Victorian Road Safety Strategy. And as we know, trauma and death in families around car accidents is a terrible thing. And we don't seem to have shifted it particularly. Over the last 5 years, we're still losing over 200 people every year. It goes up a bit, goes down a bit, but around 250 people. The average is 257. That's a lot of people, and that doesn't count, Dennis, a whole lot of people that are badly injured in cars. So that road toll, we've got a growing vehicle fleet. We need to bear that in mind. But the minister responsible, Minister Ben Carroll, is developing this strategy to really, within 10 years, halve that lives lost, and then by 2050, hopefully get to zero. Now, that's a great aspiration, and let's hope we can get somewhere near it. So the whole, this is one part of a strategy around the safer roads, but also safer driving. And, one of the strategies, and these come up from time to time, is to actually focus on getting people in older cars off the road. We know that the older cars are, the less new technology they have on them. So that means that they're not going to do things that new cars can do, front assist braking, lane assist, all those sorts of things. They don't exist on those older cars. So, you know, what the government's done, they're targeting young drivers in older cars and older drivers in older cars, because one of the peaks in fatalities is the drivers over 70, but the other main group is anything over 26 to mid-40s. They're the two major groups. But a couple of major factors: regional roads,
yep,
no seatbelt, distraction by phones, and old cars that don't perform the way that new cars do.
So the older cars are showing up in statistics from road accidents?
Definitely. I mean, even potholes, Dennis. I mean, if you're driving around in a 15-year-old car and you hit a big pothole, you know, it can nearly take the front suspension out of the car. Now, modern cars, you know, they've got far better suspension, far better, road handling capability. So the government's looking at, they're going to trial 1,000 drivers, and I haven't got the details of the funding because they haven't released it yet, but actually incentivise people to get those cars off the road. My gut feeling is that if they can demonstrate that it has a direct effect on less deaths, then they'll make it a much broader program. Now, for us, you know, the VACC, we represent people that sell cars, so we would say it's a fantastic thing on a number of levels. But if you look at it purely in terms of fatalities on the road, anything that helps us get that number down, and if we can halve that number in 10 years, that's a fantastic strategy. And the minister should be commended on that.
I imagine some of those older cars also probably aren't serviced as often as they possibly need to be.
One of the aspects of the reporting around this are people that may not have the sufficient funding to keep their vehicle well maintained. So part of the target group will be those that can't afford to get into a newer car. And that's not always the case with older drivers, of course. Often they just get very familiar with an old car and they don't want to let go of the thing. So that will be part of it in terms of people that can afford those cars. My research analyst today, though, Dennis, it's quite interesting. Now, you know, you just assume things. I'm talking about cars all day at work. And I said, Steve, have a look at the car fleet and tell me if the car fleet's getting younger or older. Now, you think that the relative cost of new cars has been going down for over a decade. People may not believe me, but cars have never been so cheap in relative to average weekly earnings. And there's enough of them around, we can get access to cars. And yet, the vehicle fleet in Australia has got older over the last 5 years, not younger, which surprised me. We went from about 9.7 fleet age to 10.1.
So Does that mean that the fleets are being held on to longer?
Yeah, it does. Now, it's interesting. If somebody had told me that those figures went back 12 months ago, so it doesn't even include a whole lot of people that got out and bought old clunkers, if you like, because they don't want to get back on a train and they're afraid of COVID and all that sort of stuff. So I've got a horrible feeling that 10.1-year average, Dennis, will go up to 10.2 or 10.3, particularly in Victoria. They'll push that national average up. But it does mean that we've got some constraints around people's capacity to buy new cars, and they're hanging on to those old cars longer than really is ideal in terms of road safety.
Edo, good evening to you.
Yes, but the thing about older cars, at least you drove them. You were a driver. You had gears. You knew how the clutch worked. You understood the car, the indicators, the this, the that. These days, all this electronic stuff, I think there's so many people just have automatic cars and don't know about clutches and gears anymore and about slowing down that way or whatever it is. And I just think that some of us are lucky with the older cars because we learn how to actually drive as opposed to sit there with the radio on and all the electronic stuff and the side-swiping gear and the braking.
I think it's a marvellous thing if people have a radio on, especially to a talk station, Edo. I think it's sensational.
Seriously. You know, if you go back, as I say, these days everything's automatic. If you learned how to drive a manual car and you knew how the things worked, had a sense of the engineering and the mechanical parts of it, then you go to a more modern car, I think you're a better driver. I think that's, you know, I'm certain of that.
Are you agreeing, Jeff, or not so sure?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I certainly understand the point, you know, in the older cars you could feel the road, you could feel what's happening around you. There are reports that do talk about the two main things, are driver distraction and mobile phones play a key part there. But there is a theory in some discussions that talks about people being overly confident in cars that have got everything on them. So the downside of people being in cars that have got, you know, every safety feature known to mankind is where they become over complacent in those vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's something about, in those older cars you had to learn how to drive it because I think it'd move around on the road a fair bit. So however, I've got to say this, you know, an old car well serviced still might be safer than a new car that hasn't been serviced for 2 or 3 years because somebody hasn't bothered to do it.
Edo, thank you for your thoughts. Scott, good evening.
Yeah, good day, Dennis. Sorry, I've forgotten the other chap's name.
Jeff Gwillam.
Jeff, yeah, look, if the government was really super serious and cars are showing up in the figures that are older or have less safety features, the luxury car tax. I mean, it's just a tax that doesn't need to be there anymore and it would make more affordable the safer cars from Europe.
Scott, I couldn't agree with you more. As a matter of fact, I'd go further than that. I'd say take stamp duty off all cars. So, as you know, luxury car tax cuts in, I think it's around $67,000 or something. But my view is that if somebody's got a car older than 10 years old, they should ever be able to buy a new car without any stamp duty attached to it.
More with Jeff Gwillam after the break. Keep the calls coming as we talk automotive with the VACC CEO. Your calls straight after these. 4 to 10, lots of people want to talk to Jeff Gwillam. We'll whip through the calls. Hello, Paul.
G'day, Dennis. Welcome back, mate.
Thank you.
For a great show. Hello, Jeff. Listen, I was listening to 3AW a couple of weeks ago approximately, and I speak to this guy called a futurist. And he said, we'll all be driving electric cars by 2024, and our petrol cars are worth nothing. I can't get my head around that. Why would you buy a new car now? It's going to be worth nothing in 3 years' time.
Jeff?
I'll say it quickly, Dennis. The thing is about the 2024 date, even 2034, the government in Australia hasn't made any... We don't have a national strategy for an electric vehicle fleet, and the federal government's position is that the market will determine when electric cars are affordable and, of course, meet a whole lot of other criteria that consumers are looking for. So, Paul, I think you're a bit early on that. I'd push it out a lot further, but if we don't have a strategy on an electric vehicle fleet, then it's not going to move very quickly. But, you know, I wouldn't have any hesitation in buying a new car today, even if they bought in, even if they said, look, electric cars are 2035 or 2040.
Thank you very much, Paul. And Jeff Morris is next online. Hi, Morris.
How you going, Dennis?
Yeah, good.
Morris from Carrumburra. The people in the highest bracket this year killed on the road were last year were between 30 and 39. Why are they always going quick at the older people? And also, the road toll in 1970 was declare war on 1074, and we had 1.5 million population in Victoria. We've got about 6 million now, and we're only up to 215 last year.
Yeah, look, I get that, Morris. I mean, effectively, though, any life lost on the road is a life that we want to hang on to. Just on those ages, though, it's young and then middle-aged, but, you know, still 34 people last year died over the age of 70 on our roads.
Morris, thank you. Paulie, good evening to you.
Good evening. If the government is serious enough about getting rid of old cars, why has the state government 12 months ago removed the age limits on taxis? It used to be maximum 6 years and 6 months from build date on the plate. Now we've got cars as old as 21 years old driving around as taxis.
Is that the case, Jeff?
Well, look, I've seen some taxis, and to be quite frank, some of them look as though they're about 25 years old. I think that when we just, you know, for me, a car that's been hammering around the roads for 10 or 15 years is probably near the end of its life anyway, so I don't agree with letting cars run forever. As a matter of fact, the fact that you can run for years and years without a roadworthy really bothers me as well.
Oh, let's talk more about that next week. CEO of the VACC, Jeff Gwilym, thank you. Laura.